with a misdemeanor, and for years I completely discounted that arrest because it was all his fault. I simply ignored that I had been drinking all day. One morning, while I was at work, a hospital called, telling me to get there quickly. My father was there, dying of alcoholism. He was 60. I had seen him in hospitals before, but this time was different. With stomach sorely distended, swollen with fluids his non-functioning kidneys and liver could no longer process, he lingered for 3 weeks. Alcoholic death is very painful and slow. Seeing him die of alcoholism convinced me I could never become an alcoholic. I knew too much about the disease, had too much self-knowledge to ever fall prey. I shipped his body back home without attending the funeral. I could not even help my grandmother bury her only son, because by then I was inextricably involved in an affair mired in sex and alcohol. Plummeting into the pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization that that relationship became, I had my first drunk driving arrest. It terrified me. I could have killed someone. Driving in a total blackout, I came to handing my driver's license to the patrolman. I swore it would never happen again. 3 months later, it happened again. What I didn't know then was that when I put alcohol in my body, I'm powerless over how much and with whom I drink. All good intentions drowned in denial. I remembered joking about how most people spent their entire lives without ever seeing the inside of a jail, and here a woman of my stature had been arrested 3 times. But I would think, I've never really done hard time, never actually spent the night in jail. Then I met Mr. Wrong, my husband-to-be.